You're listening to NewsHour with Owen Bennett-Jones, and coming up later in the programme, India says poverty has fallen, but there are many in the country's slums who are wondering just how those numbers were calculated. And we'll also be hearing the sound of pollution in Hollywood. The process is called musification, all explained later, but just now we're going to Somalia, where a couple of weeks ago the National Theatre in Somalia was opened for the first time in two decades, raising hopes that the country had turned a corner, and it was a case of high hopes for a blighted country. But today it was destroyed. The Prime Minister, Abdulwali Mohamed Ali, told the BBC that the attack took place as he was speaking in a speech, and that the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. Ever been inspired by pollution? I can't imagine you have, but a Californian professor, where else, is rather pollution-minded, and he takes pollution data and turns it into music, spacey and rather lugubrious all at the same time. It does sound rather baffling. I think we'd better have an example. This is pollution near Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. Well, the creator of that music, if that's what it is Professor Chris Chafe. He explained his thinking.
What you're listening to is the actual sound created by our monitoring of carbon dioxide levels in the desert, along with levels of other compounds we're generally called volatile organic compounds. So those could be a range of things. That includes, for example, methane, propane, nail polish, a whole host of things.
I think it's fair for me to ask you, why would you do this?
Just a different way of understanding the data, I think. It's a different modality. We all come equipped with our sort of musical pattern listening equipment. We pick up on rhythms. We pick up on pitches. We're very, very sensitive to comparisons of things like pitches and variations and so on. So just the way our eyes would, scan a graph, which encompasses a chunk of time, and we'd look for patterns, bumps and spikes and variations. Well, if we do it with music or using our hearing apparatus, we get a different feel for the data, which is actually in time. It's as the data is changing.
Let's just listen to another one as we talk. What else have we got? Ranch. I mean, a ranch sounds very unpolluted sort of place, but I guess you're making the point there is pollution in a ranch. Let's listen to it now. Right, so where was that?
That was also in the interior of California, the Great Valley or Central Valley. The data was monitored near a really large feedlot, full of cattle. One of those places that you'd kind of drive away from really fast if your nose is sensitive. And what you'll be hearing here is that, the data sort of hits big, surprising, abrupt increases, So there's sort of maybe clouds of gas moving by that get picked up, and then they relax. So it's modulated in sort of big bursts.
Now, we all know that all trends start in California, but I've got to be honest with you, I'm not convinced this one's going to take off. I mean, can you put this on your MP3 player and listen to it as you walk around town?
Well, you could.
No, but do you?
Do actually, I? Do, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I do like to kind of, sit out in the backyard and space out and listen to this stuff.
You do?
It's there's an empathy with the environment that you can create through this. I have to say, there's a lot of different kinds of music. This is a type of music which I think, if you were going to put it in the record bins, it would be somewhere near environmentalism, soundscapes, and the kind of thing that, it's not going to be something you dance to. Although I've got some other data series, not from environment, that you might want to go at, and it might give you a hernia. Who knows?
pollution rock. And that's just before you go. Which would you choose for us to listen to as we finish? Hollywood or downtown?
Hollywood, please.
Hollywood. Here we go. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
got to say, they all sound rather the same. I mean, they're all in different places all over California, but strikingly similar. Anyway, that was Professor Chris Chafe on his attempt to turn the data that comes from various pollution measures into music in California. And he brings us to an end of this edition of NewsHour. So thanks very much for listening. And from Owen Bennett Jones here in London, goodbye.